Welcome to the Midnight Society. I'm Erin.
And I'm Amanda.
And we're here to talk about ghost stories. True ghost stories. Things that have happened to us, things that we want to investigate, and things that have happened to you.
Email us your experiences at midnightsocietyae@gmail.com or leave us your firsthand story as a voicemail at 978-938-4BOO.
Hello out there in Radio Land. I'm Erin.
And I'm Amanda.
And tonight we're here to do Booze in the
Booze
News.
Booze in the News.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Booze in the News. This is something a little bit different. We're going to try to splice in some updates between our bigger episodes.
Yep, so we just couldn't let all of these little news stories pass us by. You hear these little factoids from small towns in the Midwest, and you just have to talk about them.
Yes, and I have a great one to start us off. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm, I'm ready.
Okay, it falls into a category we recently covered. Here we go. Bishop to perform exorcism on entire city from helicopter.
What?
A Catholic bishop in Colombia is going to new heights in efforts to perform an exorcism. He plans to spray holy water over an entire city from a helicopter, according to reports. Monsieur Ruben Dario Jaramillo Montoya, Bishop of Buenaventura, will use a Navy chopper to spread the holy water Sunday in hopes of ridding the city of demons that he believes are responsible for violence, crime, and corruption there.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
All right, so I have a little, just a super quick one that's from a little bit closer to home. It's from Connecticut, actually. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm buckled.
All right. Sci-Fi Network investigates Woodbury Library haunting. The haunting of the historic building has gained the attention of paranormal investigators. And because this is an audio thing, I'm just going to describe the visual for you. It's like one of those giant fan-driven dancing things that they put outside of used car lots, but it has like an evil face on it. It's amazing. Lots of credibility here. So, okay. Woodbury, Connecticut. The Woodbury Library has been the site of numerous eerie occurrences and has attracted the attention of the Sci-Fi Network reality show Haunted Collector. The paranormal team is led by Stratford resident John Zaffis. The group arrived at the library July 6 and immediately noted the presence of spirits. As a clairvoyant said, she sensed the presence of a ghost when she came through the library's doors. So right off the bat, immediate. She also said she spotted an image of a person appearing from behind a bookshelf. Using a paranormal investigation tool called an Echovox, Zaffis and his team detected as many as 12 different ghosts, including one of whom, who was named Pat. Dun, dun, dun.
Like Pat, that character from SNL way back in the day? That's what I'm imagining.
Yeah, and she's haunting a library. Like, okay, come on. I mean, I'm a librarian, so I get it, but like, how lame do you have to be? Stop haunting a library, go haunt a bar or something.
Amazing. Love it. Is that that one?
Yep, that's okay, it.
Cool. All right, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, this one's a little bit older, but it for some reason popped back up on my radar today, so here we go. Spank the monkey. The ghost of a masturbating ape haunts the hallways of a Grand County estate in Dorset.
What is this, from the Washington Post or something?
The ghost of a randy monkey haunts the halls of a grand English country estate where romantic spook hunters flock to tie the knot. Titillated tourists can often hear the saucy specter laughing while masturbating in the Lambton Hall in Dorset near Dorchester. And the spooky venue even has soul-searching couples clamoring to have their weddings held there in the hope of having the pervy primate appear in the background of their pictures. The lovable ape's afterlife antics have helped the hall to be named as one of the most haunted houses in England after being listed on We Buy Any Homes list of the 9 most ghostly properties. The 15th century house was originally built by the Martin family, whose crest featured an excited monkey sitting on a tree stump. The estate's motto was, "He who looks at Martin's ape will look at him."
Wait, there are so many things about this story that are kind of like, it's not even the ghost of a masturbating monkey that is so unbelievable. Like the fact that somebody has a monkey in their family crest to me is just like so unlikely.
It goes on, but I think that that's the highlights there.
Yeah. Oh my God. When was that published?
2016.
Wow. An oldie, but a goodie.
Yes.
My goodness. All right. So I've got one more.
Okay.
And it's a doozy. All right. Eyes and Dolls. Haunted doll appears to tell ghost hunter, I want to burn your eyes out and release me in creepy video. A haunted doll appeared to tell a ghost hunter, I want to burn your eyes out, blah, blah, blah. Paranormal investigator Danny Moss of Pick TV's Paranormal Captured claims to have recorded the chilling words at a secret location in Cheshire.
Wow.
He has since branded the doll Grace, the most haunted item in the UK, and claims that the spirit of a 1600s witch attached itself to the doll during a ghost hunt. In the film, recorded last month, Mr. Moss can be seen holding a crucifix and asking, what do you want to burn? To which a voice chillingly replies, your eyes.
Your eyes, not my eyes. You'll poke
what
your
I really
eye,
like
okay.
about all of these articles is that they actually give you details about what sorts of tools they use to capture the footage, which is just like, on one hand, I'm like, you're a fucking liar. But on the other hand, I'm like, wow, you have fancy tools. That's awesome.
I think I actually saw that article that you just read, and I think I found a clip online somewhere of one of the EVPs, so maybe we can pull that and bring that into this
nice.
Episode.
What do you want to be?
It's weird, like, all of his quotes, if a doll told me it wanted to burn out my eyes, I would, like, shit my pants, but all of his quotes are, like, fairly bland. He said, hearing it say it wanted to burn my eyes was terrifying at the time, and to have members of the public along with us who witnessed it, it was just crazy. Okay, Danny.
Awesome. All right, well, that wraps up our first Booze in the News. If you have any interesting, spooky, paranormal headlines you've seen that we should see too, email us at midnightsocietyae@gmail.com. Until next time. Special shout out and thanks to the Tenafly Vipers for the opening song, Come Ride the Bull. Also, special shout out to David Miller for helping us with some background music.